Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are reaching the conclusion of the final chapter, Perek Zayin of Maseches Damai. Today we will be studying Mishnayos Dalad and Hey. Mishnah Dalad says, Halokeach Yayin Mibein HaKusi, someone who purchases wine from among the Kusim, which are the Samaritans. These were people who in some ways were trusted in Halacha and in other ways were not. Omer, Shnei Lugin Sha'ani Atid Lahafrish, he says two lug, lug is a measure, it's a measure of volume, so two lug that I am going to separate, Hari Hein Truma, let those be considered Truma, V'asara Meiser, and let 10 be Meiser, V'tisha Meiser Sheni, and let 9 of them be second tithe. So he's got 100 lug, we'll see, he's got 100 lug of wine, and he's designating two of them to be Truma, which is the gift for the Kohen, 10 are Meiser Rishon, which is the gift for the Levi, and 9 are Meiser Sheni, which is the produce that needs to be consumed in Yerushalayim. Mechel Veshose, and then he can go ahead and drink this wine. Let's look in the Barton Uro. Halokeach Yayin Mibein HaKusim, someone who purchases wine from among the Samaritans. Kodem Shegazru Al Yeinam, before they made a Gazera, before they made a ruling about their wine. Remember that the Kusim were considered Jews, at least to some extent, until they discovered that they had an idol that they were worshipping on Hargrizim, and then they said that they are like non-Jews in all aspects. So, before they were made like non-Jews in all aspects, which would make their wine forbidden, this was the law. V'haya yenam vadai, and their wine was considered vadai tevel, because while the Samaritans would tithe before eating, they would sell untithed produce. So we treated it as vadai tevel, definitely untithed produce. V'hacha ayri bilokeach erev Shabbos bein hashmashos. And here we're dealing with the case of someone who purchases this wine before Shabbos, too close, it's twilight time. Oshalokach miba'od yom v'shachach lahafrish ad bein hashmashos, or he bought it earlier in the day, but he forgot to tithe it, and now it's bein hashmashos, now it's twilight time. V'az aser lahafrish, and at that point, he's no longer allowed to separate tithes, detanan, as we learn from a Mishnah. Safech hashecha, ein masrin es havadai. Once it's unclear whether it's still day or night, you're no longer allowed to separate tithes from something that definitely needs to be tithed. Hilkach, therefore, aser lekvua lo makom, dekvias makom, chashev ki afrasha, va'aser ben hashmashos. And that's why he can't designate a place for it. This portion on the north, that portion on the south. He can't do that because that's the same as separating tithes, and you're not allowed to do it in the twilight hour. Umishum hachi, therefore, lo katani b'seifa, umayser sheni mechula hamaos. And that's why it doesn't say at the end, as we had in all of the situations where he's tithing demai, that he's redeeming the Meiser Sheni with money. The kivan de ena roshoy lekvua lo makom b'tzfono ubedromo, since he's not able to designate a place on the north or the south for the Meiser Sheni, e efshar lachalo, he can't redeem it. Since it's not designated, he can't say, okay, I'm buying it off. Aval akros shame, de amar sha'ani asid lahafrish shari. But in order to give it a name, which is to say, whatever I leave over, that's going to be the Meiser Sheni, that's permitted. Dechulehai lo gazru ben hashmashos, because the Rabbanan, Chazal, did not go that far when they made laws regarding tithing during the twilight hour. She'ani asid lahafrish, that which I'm going to separate. Perish la'achar Shabbos, meaning after Shabbos. Hacha lokatani sha'ani asid lahafrish lamachar. Here it doesn't say which I'm going to separate tomorrow, kediktani la'el gabe hamazmin eschavero, as it said in an earlier Mishnah regarding the person who invites his friend to a meal. Didavka kishe'enu matakein elish masha ochel v'shose hitiru lahafrish lamachar mimosar achilaso v'shisiaso hainishir b'shulei hakos. Only in the case of what he's eating did they permit him to say that he's going to separate it the following day from the remnants of what's left over from his food and drink at the bottom of the plate or the cup. Avalatakein es kol hana'ad b'shabes lo hitiru. But he's not allowed to take a barrel or a jug or some container and fix up the whole thing on Shabbos using this method. They only permitted that when he's going to be a guest at someone else's house and he can only control what's placed before him. Let's skip a little. Umechel v'shose, he can go ahead and drink. Matzchil v'shose, so matzchil meaning he can begin, he can start drinking. Perish acher, another explanation. Mozig v'shosa, he can stir it, he can mix it up and drink. Mechel kamo mihal, it's saying that the word mechel, which is an unusual word, is like the word mihal, lashon savcha mahu b'mayim. And it quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, which says that your wine is mixed with water. V'stamas nisan, isa karebi mer. And this Mishnah, which is not credited, is the opinion of Rebbe Meir. The Amar Af B'Diraisa Yesh Breira, who says that even according to a matter of biblical import, there is retroactive selection. V'zeh HaNisha B'Shulei HaKos, and this which remains at the bottom of the cup, Havi Ki'ulu Hufrush Mitchila, and this which remains in the bottom of the cup is like he separated it initially. V'Ena Halacha, and this is not the final analysis, the law, Elakaimalan de Rabbanan, Yesh Brera, Avabidiraisa Ein Brera, because we paskin like the Rabbanan, the Chachamim, who say that there is a concept of retroactive selection, but not in a matter of biblical import. Hilkach Bavada Teva, Lo Yechav, Lo Yishte, Achi Yafrish. Therefore, when it comes to something that definitely needs tithes taken, he's not allowed to eat or drink from it until after it is properly tithed. Mishnah Hay. If a person had produce that was definitely untithed in his house, and he's in shul, or he's working in the fields, omer, how does he tithe it long distance? Because he's not going to get home in time to tithe it before Shabbos, I guess. Omer, shtei te'enim, sha'ani atid lahafrish, hari hein truma. So he says, these two figs that I'm going to separate, let them be truma. The Eser Meiser Rishon, and let 10 be the first tithe, the Tisha Meiser Sheni, and 9 be the second tithe. We're seeing the same volumes relative to the 100 that we're talking about here, because we're talking proportions. Hayu Damai, if this produce was of questionable status, whether or not it needed to be tithed, Omer Masha Ani Asid LaHafrish, Harehu Meiser. Then he says, that which I'm going to separate, let it be Meiser. Ushar Meiser Samachlo, and the other tithes are adjacent to it. Zesha Asisi Meiser, that which I designated Meiser, Asoi Trumas Meiser Alav, let that be the Trumas Meiser, the portion that goes from the Levi to the Kohen for the rest of the Meiser. Umeiser Sheni Bitzvona Obedaramo, and let the second tithe be north or south. Umechula Hamos, and it's redeemed with money. And this is the same formula for a redeeming Demai that we saw in previous Mishnayos. Let's look in the Bartnero again. Behuba Beis HaMedrash, he's in Shul, or out in the field, or wherever he happens to be. Be'erev Shabbos, it's Friday afternoon. Umisiyare, Shemi Yikadesh Alav Hayom, V'lo Yuchal Aser. He's worried that maybe it'll become Shabbos before he has a chance to tithe this produce. And that appears to be the only Bartnero on this Mishnah, because the rest of it is very similar to things that we've already discussed. So that's the end of Mishnayos Dalet and Hay. There are only 3 Mishnayos left in this chapter. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue with Mishnayos Vav and Zayin.